AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Episcopalians have voted overwhelmingly to allow religious weddings for same-sex couples. The vote came in Salt Lake City at the Episcopal General Convention just days after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage nationwide. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court is telling judges in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas that they must allow gay marriage because the highest court in the land says so. The Justice Department is investigating whether airlines are colluding to grow at a slower pace as a way to keep airfares high.
The government has requested information from some of the major airlines as part of an antitrust investigation, suggesting they're coordinating routes and seats as a way to drive up prices. But Stifel's airline industry financial analyst Joseph DiNardi doesn't think that's happening.
Pricing data and forward capacity data is publicly available. You know, everybody can see it. So I don't think there's anything behind the scenes that's going on.
He says some lawmakers have questioned why airfares haven't dropped along with fuel prices and thinks that might be behind this investigation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
After more than a half century of hostility, the United States and Cuba say they'll reopen embassies in each other's capitals this month. Wayne Smith with the Center for International Policy says it's time to restore diplomatic relations.
Not all, but the great majority support engagement with Cuba. Many of them are even going down to Cuba to work with their families, invest some money and so forth, to bring about a better way of life.
Cuban television broadcast President Obama's statement about the openings live. A preliminary indication suggests the Mount Zion AME church fire in Greeleyville, South Carolina, was not the result of arson. There were lightning storms at the time. There's concern because more than a half dozen fires at black churches have happened in the days since a gunman was charged with murder in South Carolina. This is AP Radio News. The list of celebrities and firms that don't want to be associated with the Donald is growing.
What do Flo Rida, Macy's, Craig Wayne Boyd, Jonathan Scott, and Natalie Rose have in common? They're all deserting Donald Trump. The rapper, the country singer, the star of HGTV's Property Brothers, and the pop singer have all canceled their plans to appear on Trump's Miss USA pageant. The department store chain says it's moving Trump-branded menswear out and won't reorder. They join the list of performers and broadcasters, including NBC and Univision, who've severed their ties with Trump. The July 12th pageant says the show will go on despite having lost its TV broadcasters. Trump issued a statement saying Macy's and NBC buckled to pressure from professional agitators. Warren Levinson, New York.
A shark bit a 68-year-old man several times Wednesday in waist-deep water off North Carolina's Outer Banks. The man suffered wounds to his ribs, leg, hip, and both hands as he tried to fight off the shark. The attack off Ocracoke is the seventh along the North Carolina coast in 3 weeks. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.